I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Getting Some Friends podcast. And this is episode 2 of series 2. And I love the sound of that, David, series 2.
Oh, it's a sequel.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep it as a civilised volume.
Yeah,
it's a sequel, it's a franchise.
So that, for those of you who don't know, that's David Edwards' voice. And David's got how many middle names?
I have 2 middle names.
Okay, so nothing to write home about.
Well, they're quite good ones, William and Nicholas. So, you know, if I was to write home, I think I'd use that at the end of the letter type of thing.
Could you do a little showy off
boring
bit?
Boring names.
They are boring names. Could you do a little showy off bit where you say, I've got 2 names and they're William and Nicholas?
I've got 2 names and they're William and Nicholas.
Okay, do it one more time like you're bullying someone.
I've got 2 names and they're Nicholas and William.
Okay. And our guest this episode is none other than
Carl Donnelly.
Hooray!
God.
Never gets the guest name right.
I listened to an episode.
That's absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you made an
I wasn't going to get that name
pig
wrong
zero
whatsoever.
Bit last time I heard.
Yeah, quite horrific. And I feel quite nervous even then where I knew your name fully.
Well, do it again and relax.
Carl Donnelly, that's his
and
name.
Do it again, really relaxed.
Carl Donnelly.
If you'd have got it wrong, what would you have said?
I've questioned my own sanity.
What name would you have come up with?
What would be a good one? If you got it wrong, how wrong do you reckon you would
be? And the guest this episode is none other than
Sean Pope. You know, you just got to grab the air and hope you can get away with it.
You have.
It's better
Sean
than a
Pope.
What is your middle name, Carl?
I actually don't have a middle name, Charles.
Oh. Well, do you want to do your sort of showy offy thing to Carl?
Absolutely. I have 2 middle names.
Come on, make it more showy offy.
I've got 2 middle names. They are Nicholas and William.
And ask Carl if he's got one, and how would you respond to what he's about to say?
So, Carl, do you have a middle name?
No, I don't have any middle names.
That's a shame. Your parents have let you down there.
Do you know what I mean? Can you do it more of a showy off bully thing?
Do you have a middle name? Yes or no?
No.
Well, that does reflect poorly on your family, your parents, your domestic unit. It's very basic
admin.
All right,
chill out.
Well,
sorry.
Chill. What's that, Charles? Have you got middle name, Charles?
I have.
Cool. Okay, so Charles has got a middle name.
Oh, I'd be interested to hear it.
Okay, well, David would be interested to hear it. Are you willing to tell us what it is?
58,848,484,844.
Wow, that's a lot of middle names. Should we do the first 50?
They are all Stephen.
Okay, so this episode, Carl and David, we are... David, you're going to be a DJ for Smooth FM.
Wonderful.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep it low.
And me and Carl are going to be your dog's bodies.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Sort of runners.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got your own show. It's your first show on a Sunday morning.
Are we on air?
We're not on air.
So, we're not like co-hosts.
Oh, we're not on air yet. We've got your...
Oh, we're actual backroom
we
staff.
We are backroom. We're part of your gang.
And I'm going to be part of the morning shift, which is obviously one of the biggest parts of any radio schedule. Well, yeah. The morning, isn't
yeah,
it?
Well, it's Sunday morning, so it's not, you know, yeah, top, of the, top
I'm,
of the tree.
I'm happy with it still.
Okay, so,
but, you know.
So your show's about to start in about 5 minutes. So how are you feeling?
Quite nervous. Are people listening?
Do you need Carl to go and do something for you?
Well, some kind of snack or something that energises me.
Have you got any allergies or dietary requirements?
No, I can eat nuts. You know, I've got...
What's your favourite nut?
Quick. Goodness me, a cashew. There we go.
What is it?
I don't know if I can fall down this hole again.
Come on, what is your favourite nut? We didn't know.
Cashew.
Come on, what is your favourite nut?
My favourite nut is a cashew. I just lose confidence completely. This is what happens, basically. I lose confidence.
Come on. 5 attempts. What's your favourite nut?
Cashew.
Wrong. Second attempt.
Cashew.
Wrong. Third attempt.
It's a cashew.
Dirty cashew. I want you, dirty cashew. I need you more.
That's it.
It's hard, isn't it? So we'll come back to it.
It is odd. It's a mental block.
But you want one of those nuts. So
I regularly buy them in Tesco.
Okay, we'll ask Carl to get it for you.
Carl, could you just get me an assortment of nuts?
Well, no. You want your favourite.
I've got off those.
Ask Carl to get your favourite nuts.
Can I have a pot of cashew nuts? All right, yeah. If you could sort that out for me, that'd be great.
I like you having higher status, David.
No, I'm not pushing my weight around. I'm just saying, you know, the nuts have got, you know, they've got goodness in them. They'll keep me focused. Demand. They chew on.
Quite bad
cracks.
For the environment, cashiers.
Oh, really? Demand. Why is that?
Demand your favourite
nuts. Very water-dependent farming.
Oh,
right. I never knew this.
Same as almonds. They grow individually, not as a sort of... It's not like a big bunch of them. That each one is its own fruit.
Oh, right. I never realised that at all.
Don't shout at Carl.
Sorry. Keep it low. Keep it civilised.
But I'm still happy to do it as you're in charge.
If you don't mind, that'd be great. I'm on there in 5 minutes, and that'd be good just to have them at the ready type of thing.
Okay. I'll nip off and get
those. Oh, no, okay. Thank you. No, he's appreciated.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. Okay, so Carl's nipped off. So there's the first question of the podcast.
Oh, please.
It's from me, David, and that question is... Oh, here we go then. So James, could you get ready with... James, the editor, could you get ready with the music? And could you make up a ghost story on the spot? Go. Quietly.
The year is 1999, 2 months away from the new millennium, and in a very derelict house... on the outskirts of Bognor Regis.
Don't try to be funny.
Oh, I'm not. Bognor's a real place.
Don't talk to me like that.
No, sorry, okay. Let's be respectful. And a man is on his own, drinking Strongbow cider.
It doesn't feel like it. Are you... What is this?
Oh, his mother's going to appear in a minute.
Right. Are you retelling a story?
No, not at all.
Right, it sounds like you're making it up on the spot.
I am making it up on the spot.
Yeah, I know you are, but I want it to feel like it's a ghost story from...
What's scary about that?
Okay, so once upon a time, a bit like that.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Okay.
And a bit quieter. Almost whisper it.
Once upon a time, there was a man who lived in a caravan on his own, lost... disheartened by modern living. There was a sudden knock on the door, which he opened to see a man dressed in Tudor dress, sort of velvet, red velvet suit with, the slightly short cropped trousers and, twirls at the end of his shoes type of thing.
What?
Slightly lifted shoes with a sort of twirl
like
effect.
A jester.
Yes, very much like a jester. And as he looked around the caravan and complimented the man on his real estate, he realised that parts of his face were missing and his eco-skeleton was visible within... elements of his skin.
What's an
exoskeleton?
Exoskeleton.
Yes. Thank you, Carl. Not just leading me along some horrific Theorist lane.
Sorry. Yeah, the atmosphere.
Thank you.
Cashier Ecoskeleton.
Ecoskeleton.
Cashier nuts and the Ecoskeleton.
Absolutely. But we know where I'm coming
back
from.
To the haunted
as long as I'm communicating.
Back to the story.
And he says to him, "Sorry, sir, but I think you've got part of your face missing. I think we need to go to the emergency room. When did this happen?" And he said it happened over half a century ago. And then the realisation, this person in his caravan is a ghost. And he was...
from half a century ago.
Yeah, half a century ago.
What, 50 years ago?
Half a century ago. That's terrible, isn't that? That's bad for me.
Okay.
Half a century ago.
It's a jester from the 70s.
500 years ago, I meant. A jester from the 70s. Yeah, we're talking 500 years. Yeah.
David, you're ruining the atmosphere.
Sorry.
Half a millennia.
Half a millennia.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's go back to
that
crucial moment in the story.
So he's there. He's 500 years old. In ghost years, you know, he was about 30 when he died, but 500 years just wandering the planet.
Keep the atmosphere.
Just in dog years?
In dog years? How old is he in dog years?
You would you'd multiply it, so it'd be 1,500 years.
God.
So dogs' lives, it's like, takes a human 3 years. So you take a human's 1 year... A dog in that year would be three.
Imagine it times seven.
It's times seven.
Oh, times seven. So it'd even be more than that. It'd
work
be 500
it out.
Times
work it
seven.
Out. What? Which is what?
So 350. So it would be. So I'm really struggling.
Three and a half thousand.
There you go.
3,500.
Keep the atmosphere of the ghost story.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yes, the atmosphere, the ambience is everything. It's the execution of the story.
By the way, your show on Smooth is about to start, so let's get this story.
Then he undoes his Tudor top, his velvet top. And
okay, David, just before you carry on, when you get to the end of the story, you need to immediately start your show on Smooth FM.
Okay, no problem.
Charles is going to give you the countdown.
He undoes each of his golden metal buttons to reveal his very pale white chest. He only has one nipple. The other one is a hole in which you can see the white bone of his breastplate. This man has been through horrific... disasters generally. He's just a corpse wearing satin suits. And he stood there in front of him in the caravan, man who has seen death, and we can see that reflected in his eyes.
Three, two, one.
Welcome to Smooth FM, where smooth music is being played 24/7 for smooth listeners. Who've got a certain outlook on life, a certain way of, understanding day-to-day life.
What's your name?
My name is Dave Edwards. You're listening to Smooth FM. We've got competitions.
Sponsored by Cash Nuts.
It is, absolutely. Cash Nuts at the ready, which is a competition we're going to be playing later.
What's your nickname as well?
My nickname is Dave Danger, because I like to go into dangerous areas within the terrain of radio. So this is like talk radio. People are going to be ringing me up. We're going to be discussing Brexit.
And what's coming up today?
Sorry, what was that? Quick. Sorry, Charles.
Choo-choo.
You're on air, mate.
Choo-choo. Okay, choo-choo trains.
Okay, what's coming up today?
Okay, what is coming up today is we are going to be having a discussion.
Ten
what? Sorry?
Okay.
So the producer's talking to me. Nine. Eight. Seven.
David, focus.
Okay, yeah.
Just what's coming up today?
We have the Cash Nuts Prize, okay, where we take part in a quiz linking to cash if you win it because you guess the nuts.
Okay.
Which I'll be describing via taste.
So keep telling them the quiz, and then when it gets to one, you're going to play your first song. Quick.
Five.
Okay, so ultimately, I will be describing the sensation that appears in my mouth when I particularly put this nut on my tongue. If you can actually guess the breed of nuts, you will be given money. Basically, £10 a nut. And there's 10 nuts. You do the maths. That's £100. So, Cash Nuts going to be popular. We've tried it out pilot stage and it did very well with the commissioning editors of the radio station. So are we coming up to time to do the track now, producer?
Not quite.
Right, so one. As I say, Cash Nuts.
One.
And now we've got Eric Clapton. Stairway to Heaven. A smooth tune, but of a dark theme.
Okay.
Check it out.
Lovely, David. There we go. There's Eric Clapton. Carl.
Stairway to Heaven. Did Eric Clapton do Stairway to Heaven?
No, he didn't do Stairway. What's the one where the person leaps out the window?
You're still on air, David.
It was Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven. Tears there we go.
That's a nice, friendly
it's
one.
It's horrible.
I know. It's a terrific one about his son. That wasn't a good
nice
one
way
to choose.
Off Sunday morning.
No. If I had my time again, a time machine, I would have got rid of that and done something else.
Carl, have you got a
question? You could go back and save Eric Clapton's son if you had a time machine.
Oh, my God.
Very true, but then you wouldn't have that great track, but you know, we're not on air now. This is just people speaking our minds. You know, it's
God. Have you got a question for David, Carl?
Any question
at all,
personal or trivia?
Yeah, literally anything. You'll answer any question.
I'm happy to get involved.
So this is Carl's first question.
Got one because I learnt an interesting fact the other day. And I want to see what you think. What do you think the oldest ever alleged cat is? Like that?
Wow,
there's no way of fully verifying this, but
okay, that's one of the best questions you've ever been asked, David.
Yeah,
so would
very...
you play your penny whistle for us?
Here we go, just get it out now, lick my lips, and off we go.
Just to celebrate that question,
it needs to be celebrated because it's a good question, definitely.
Okay, so what was the question, David?
Basically, what's the longest I believe a cat has ever lived on Earth?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I would say the absolute pinnacle would be no more than the very early 20s.
Okay, would you like a guess?
47.
47. That'd be incredible.
39.
Oh,
that's amazing. But it
Cream
must have
Puff.
Had no
His name
fur
is Cream
or
Puff.
Eyes.
David, are you listening to?
Sorry, Cream Puff. Sorry,
just talking over him.
No, I apologise. Cream Puff.
Cream Puff was its name. The same owner also has another one.
How
in the
many
top 10.
Dog years is that?
How many dog years is 39 cat years?
So it's times by 7.
No, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Times by 14. So what you've got is there, you've got 84 would be 12.
Quickly guess.
Early hundreds.
Yeah, okay, that'll do.
Early hundreds years.
So Cream, the cat was called Cream Puff.
Yes.
Do you know anything else about the cat?
No, well, the owner also had another member of the oldest cats ever in the top 10, so people have questioned the validity of whether or not it's true, and he was just telling poor
Or he's got some kind of ability to keep the cat alive.
Or a good ability at lying about their ages.
But I think then...
Don't point.
Sorry, pop that back in its holster. Basically, a vet, I believe, would be able to know the age, predict the age by looking at the claws, the fur quality,
I don't think
texture.
I don't think you can actually accurately age a cat from... I don't think there's a test. Same way you can't do that for humans, can you?
Can you, David?
I think...
How would you
I guess
that,
we're not
David?
Like trees. You can't just count the rings in the middle of the trunk type
no.
of thing.
You've got to just take it at face value.
I think...
Or check their birth certificate.
Yeah, that's very true. But I think also you could generally look at the person's... There must be elements of you that start to fragment at a certain
Pardon?
Age. Fragment, fragment, kind of like, you know, implode, kind of come to an end.
Yeah, but I mean, that happens from quite an early... If you're 70 and you live to 120, that last 50 years is, you know... Yeah, like the last 20 in particular is really...
No, just, you're quite right,
you're
I agree.
You're probably mostly physically gone.
Yes, you're not going to be able to have a driving license anymore. That's going to be revoked.
I mean, that's the main downside.
David, could you say to Carl, I've got a cat called Cream Puff in a really camp voice?
Oh, Carl, I've got a cat called Cream Puff.
How do you feel about that, Carl?
I mean, I doubt that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm, that would make me more cynical about the age.
Yeah.
Well, if it was said with that tone.
Obviously, you got one ear on Charles.
Yeah, what was that? Sorry,
well,
Charles?
He's just queuing you up. The song's going to finish in a minute.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. That's fine.
And so then you're going to have to do your quick quiz.
Absolutely, not a problem.
Keep talking about the cat.
Okay, yeah. I think the cat would have been in a horrific night, almost like a sort of... someone who survived in a Hiroshima incident. Pardon? Do you know what I mean? You know, no fur, no claws, no coordination, no zest in life. Can't just bother to, you know, chase a mouse.
Have you got a cat, David?
I did have one in Brighton.
What's
but
your cat called?
Honey.
Oh, right.
Very large ginger cats.
Right.
What age did it live?
Five.
I would say like 13, which is old for a cat. So 39 is incredible.
Four. Is 13 old for a cat?
I'm pretty sure they don't usually. I think they meet the early teens, don't they?
Yeah, I think 20s are old. No cats really get to 20.
Absolutely not. Ooh. So 39 is incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Was there a picture of Cream Puff?
There wasn't, which again, this makes me dispute the truth.
So it's just basically hearsay. I had a cat.
He could have just put it on Wikipedia himself.
And potentially that cat was older than its owner.
One.
Hello, welcome. Glad you enjoyed the track. Quite a somber one. It's given me something to think about.
What are you thinking about?
Just domestic safety. Simple as that. You know, just keeping stairs and windows locked. Simple as even if you're hot, doesn't matter. It's not worth the risk.
You're not looking for a laugh from this subject, are you, David?
No, I wouldn't even begin.
Pop
the index fingers
you
down.
You wouldn't go stoop that low, would you?
No. It's not, honest to God, on a serious note, it's nothing humorous about it.
You're on air.
I know, I'm glad I'm on air.
Stairway to Heaven.
Sorry? Stairway to Heaven. No, it was not that one.
It wasn't a Stairway to Heaven.
No.
No. What was the name? Sorry, Carl, you said earlier.
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven.
There we go.
Okay. And, do you want to tell the audience about the quiz and what the question
is? Okay, so it's called Cash Nut. And it's a case of I'm going to describe the nut that's been placed on my tongue and give descriptive descriptions.
Yeah, we get it.
And then you've got to guess the nut.
You're going to describe it and give descriptive descriptions.
Boring already.
Taste or shape?
Both, in actual fact.
Okay, so David's... we'll tell the audience. You're the DJ.
Right, so the nut's being placed on my tongue right now. It's got a very silk-like texture to it as it rolls up and down my tongue. Nuts in my mouth, you're quite right. And it's about the size of a paracetamol tablet. And I'm now going to put my teeth on it, crushing it to allow the taste to enter. And it's got a roast, salty feel to it.
Okay, so what the audience got to do to win this fucking prize?
They need to ring up and tell me the nut I've just described, the actual name.
Wonderful.
And they get £10 a nut.
Okay, do you want to play another tune, David?
Absolutely. This is from the very popular band Steps, one of the classics that shot them to fame in the mid-90s.
And it is?
Tragedy.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, very serious.
Yes.
So I've got a question here from someone on Patreon for you. It's from Jamie Hogarth. And that question is, David, you're a doctor who has to break some terrible news to a patient about their health. However, the patient in question is also an incredibly beautiful woman that you want to ask out, but without losing your job. Could you take us through how you're going to do that?
Well, first of all, an enormous anticlimax because I found love and she's going to pass away very soon.
Okay.
So it's almost Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, so James, could you take us into the doctor's office? And David, could you play out that scenario, please? Here we go.
Thanks for meeting me this morning. Short notice, but over the weekend...
You really fancy her. I want to really hear that.
Right, okay.
But don't go over the top.
No, though. I'm not going to. I think, you know...
Don't talk to me like that.
No, you're quite right. Quite right. Keep it civilised.
So, Dr. Edwards, you really fancy her, but she's got a terrible, terrible illness.
Well, you know, let's
start...
Here we go. Let's start with the positives. I love what you've done with your hair.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No.
Do it seriously.
Basically, I respect you.
No, do it. Right, she's just sat down.
Sorry. Right, please, take a seat.
Offer her a cash nut.
Yeah, there's a whole bowl of different nuts you can...
No, come on, David, do it seriously.
Right, okay.
Right, take a seat and do it from there.
Take a seat, please. You know, take the pressure off yourself and relax. Basically, you know, I think, you know, this is the second time we've met and already I've got great respect for you. As an individual, I really think there's something, you know, you've got that X factor that all the kids talk about type of thing. You know, you heads turn when you enter a room. And that's why it really you know, it's quite sad to say that tests took place over the weekend in the NHS laboratory, wherever that is. And, you know, behind that very pretty face, there's a...
tumour.
Yes, you're quite right. A tumour has appeared. And...
Ken?
Oh God. I think it's basically, it's just too big to be removed. And, you know, I wouldn't want to open up that face.
Ken, tumours.
It fills me with a lot of joy and appreciation. It'd be like ripping open the front of a Ferrari and not being able to put the top back on. It'd be a waste.
How long has she got?
She's got up to Christmas. She's not going to make 2020.
She's crying, David, obviously. She's crying.
Would a hug help? Would some kind of, you know, a sort of an embrace? I'm not going to touch anyone without a contract.
Okay. Well, you're going to break some rules here and you're going to start getting a little bit saucy with her.
Okay, so I'm just going to put this arm around your neck and this around your back. And then if I don't get any physical pushing, I'm going to squeeze and then slide into a hug. If that's like, you're smelling beautiful. You really are.
What's that reminder of the tumour?
Five.
The tumour is on your right lobe. It's massive. I'm amazed you're even here. But I think with the right medication, we can get you through autumn and winter.
Whisper it into her ear and try and turn her on, telling her about a tumour.
Your tumour is as big as life. Like, you were as big in my life when you first entered the surgery. And like any tumour, you're unique. You never know how it's going to grow and develop and evolve. And I think Mother Nature was jealous.
And we're back.
Hello. Welcome to Cash Nuts, a competition.
We have a caller coming up.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay, it's a caller on the line to play Cash Nuts.
Excellent. Let's go for it.
Oh, God.
Hello, caller.
Okay. Do you want to talk to the caller?
Hello. Where are you calling from, caller?
I hate nuts.
You hate nuts? Well, you don't have to eat them. I'm the one that's had one in his mouth.
Yes.
Ask her name.
What's your name, please?
And where she's calling from.
And where you're calling from?
Audrey.
Audrey? And where are you living, Audrey?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. I've heard it's very nice there. Sort of countryside, great for picnics and taking kids and Labradors out for walks.
Have you?
I have walked a Labrador. My uncle owns one. But I don't have kids.
Have you now?
Have I now got a Labrador? No, he passed away. It was never mine anyway. It was my uncle's. And I don't have any kids. So I haven't... I've seen people...
I hate your show.
You hate my show? Your show?
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. Everyone's a critic. Can you give me any advice how I can develop my...
I hate your fucking show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good grief. That's called
cut her
dead
off,
air.
Though.
That's
cut
yeah.
Her off.
I have to cut you off, I'm afraid. Sorry. Right, sorry about that, listeners. That's really put a dampener on things.
Oh, you got someone else coming through.
Oh, here we go. Cash Nuts. Let's get involved.
Okay. Who's on the line, David?
Is this... Oh, yes. Hello. Name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, I'm Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Lincoln.
Lincoln as well. Okay, very popular. Obviously, that's very much part of the Smooth FM demographic. I'll have to... go down to Lincoln and do some market research, get to know the community, because obviously we're on the same mental track together. Now, you know the rules.
I hate your show and I hate you.
That's quite a personal attack. That's a personality assassination.
Cut.
No, thank you, Sharon.
Okay,
get rid of that.
Put another song on, David. We'll get another question from Carl.
Right, this next song is from the American hero himself, Bruce Springsteen, singing about Vietnam.
What is the song called?
Made in the USA.
That'll do.
There we go. Enjoy it, people. Relish it.
Have you got another question, Carl, at all?
Maybe I'll ask you a personal question. Nothing too personal.
No, whatever suits.
What about, have you ever broken a bone?
Okay.
I've never broken a bone. Oh, no, I have.
Don't shout.
Sorry, I apologise. I was given a cracked rib whilst having a physical fight with my brother. I don't think he, I think he probably did mean to.
Was he older or younger?
Older. By a good 4 years.
A good 4 years.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I think I was about... when did you start secondary school? Was it 12 or... I remember I was in the first year of secondary school. He was doing his GCSEs. He should have known better. And he cracked my rib.
Crack your rib.
Yes. And first of all, I thought, oh, that, you know, that's going to leave a bruise. But I found it problematic breathing. And
can we listen to what that sounds like? keep doing it, David. Keep doing it. Don't sing or anything, just breathe. Okay, continue with the question.
So that's what it would be, a cracked rib. Cracked rib, and...
Have you ever broken a bone, Carl?
I've broken my arm.
Oh, wow.
What does that feel like?
Not as painful as people make out. Oh. But I didn't think it was broken because I thought it'd be really painful.
Yes.
And it was just painful enough that I thought I might have sprained it.
Oh, right.
And later found out I'd broken it.
Oh.
And when did you work out it was broken? Because you couldn't move it anymore?
Oh, no. The day after, I thought I should go and get it x-rayed. And then I went and it was broken in two places.
Oh, my gosh. And what did you do to break it?
I snowboarded onto it.
Snowboard.
I mean, that's a bad way to describe it. I fell over.
You
snowboard.
Fell over. Yes, onto your arm.
But the snowboard's important because you'd be going at high velocity.
I was going at high velocity, and it was a very icy day on the slopes.
Oh gosh! And where, was it somewhere foreign?
It was somewhere. It was somewhere foreign. It was.
Because you get dry slopes.
That's a weird question, David.
Well, I was thinking if it was a, because I always look at the dry slopes and they have like netting on the floor, and I look at that and I think, well, obviously, you're going to break your arm on that.
Mm.
With snowboarding, if you've got snow,
yeah,
that's going to be a cushion, hopefully.
Yeah. But on a, when it's icy, it's very dangerous.
Yeah. What, were you good at snowboarding?
I'm okay at snowboarding.
Such a bad interviewer for a radio host.
Terrible interview, David.
I'm trying to find a hook. It's like when you're climbing a mountain.
You're criticising Carl.
No, not at all. Not
Don't
at all.
Shout at Carl.
No, I think snowboarding's it's a rewarding hobby.
Yeah, it is. But I feel, it's, you know, there's not, talking injuries is always quite boring, isn't it, I think?
No, not at all. I
Don't
find them fascinating.
So
I find them fascinating.
What other injuries have you had?
I've had the worst one was, once again, it was related to my brother. He was chasing me up some
dick.
Stairs.
Have you ever injured your dick?
Testicle, but okay. Not the penis.
How did you injure your testicle?
That was a very dark situation.
Okay.
Whereby...
Can we have some music, please, James, for the little testicle bed?
I don't know if it was an injury. It was more like a vanishing sort of... it was in the I was in a shower, and I had a... what is it called? The cloth you bathe
flannel?
Yourself with. Flannel, well said. And I was late. And I was...
How old
you
were
know,
you?
I was... it was paper round era. So 13, 14... I should have really given it up by then, but I lost my job as a bin boy in the co-op, well, Circle K back then.
What's a bin boy?
You'd break down all the boxes, you'd put them in a skip, and then when the skip was overflowing, because they never got a new skip in, you would get into the skip and then crush it down like it was grapes
and that's
or wine in France.
That's a bin boy.
Yes.
Okay.
And
could you sing no other roles?
No.
That was literally a 100% job.
You're breaking down boxes and then getting into the bin to squash
David,
it down.
David, could you sing a Cockney song called Bin Boy, explaining your job? Go.
I'm a bin boy, living in the trash, crashing around, trying to earn some cash. I'm a bin boy.
Hate the tune.
Yeah, I hate it. Right, so...
Sorry, it wasn't very good.
So
I apologise.
What happened with your testicle?
Basically, I just manhandled it too much in amongst the kind of washing of the genital area, and it sort of popped inside me for a second.
So you were pushing around with your testicles and it went inside
yes.
your body.
And then I kind of...
Into the mic, God, please, at this
even
point.
Even thinking about it now is just absolutely horrific.
How did you get it out?
I basically pushed that bit there. What's that, the pelvis?
Yeah.
Right.
The pubic bone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you feel it inside you?
Sort of. And, oh, God. And then it popped back after a few seconds.
Fucking hell.
I know, that
Did
was really
hurt?
Quite horrific. No.
Was it didn't bruised hurt. At all?
No,
like
there was
you're
no
in pain now.
Well, thinking about it, do you know what? What was horrific? Was the panic.
You're back on it.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to Cash Nuts. That was Bruce Springsteen talking about having a spring in his step whilst dodging napalm in Vietnam. Born in the USA, America. So, with that in mind, let's get back to Cash Nuts. Okay. We've got a call on the line,
okay.
And I want to give some people some money. But yeah. For me to do that, you've got to guess the nut.
Okay, so who's the caller?
Who have we got? What their name and where do they come from? What is their name?
That's dead air.
No, it's Dale. We're Queer Dale. Where do you come from?
Del Meridiano Paulo.
Is that a different language?
Del Meridiano Paulo.
Right, okay. Do you understand the British tongue? Because we may need that for interaction on air.
Lincoln.
Right, fantastic. You are the third person that's rung in from Lincoln. And that's great for marketing. We need to get our PR woman or man okay. over there ASAP to start mingling with the Lincoln people because we're obviously on the same... Say I'm not Mexican or...
Careful, David.
Oh, absolutely.
Tread carefully.
Basically, I'm very ignorant, Dale. I don't know any other language than British.
Listen to him.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think you might be saying, I hate your show in Spanish.
There we go. It's been translated to me by one of the apprentices.
Correct.
Work experience here. Correct. Now you can speak
English,
which is interesting.
You're
being cut off. You're being negative. You can't be part of Cash Nuts.
Have you done something in Lincoln that you should maybe have forgotten?
No, I don't think I've ever visited Lincoln. I know they've got Centre Parks there, and that's it. That's the only Lincoln information I'm aware of. It's quite rural, apparently.
So, Carl, we have a section on the podcast where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Yes.
It's called the Golden Question section. It's really taken off. Have you got a question for Carl?
Do you know the problem is I had two people in the previous podcast and they've used up both questions.
Buying time.
So,
right, no one wants to hear this, David.
No, sort of behind the scenes.
You've got a question
mundane.
For Carl.
I have. Do not worry,
don't
Brian.
Shout.
Don't get panic.
I'm an open book.
Okay.
Open book. Right. Okay, so...
Chill dude.
Sorry?
Ask the question.
Chill dude.
Chill dude. Okay,
For 2 minutes of the podcast, it's not about you.
I know, and it is terrible.
Ask the question. I came prepared
with two questions.
Ask the question.
And they were used...
Why don't you... Can you mash them into one
mash
super
those
question?
Two questions into
okay.
a super question.
Not a problem. Do you have a fantasy about how you live your life when you're an OAP, an old person?
No. Proper question for Carl.
Boring.
Proper question. That's fine. Not a problem. I did come with a question, just so you're aware of that. I came off the underground one and it was taken from me. 10. Yeah. So basically, do you believe in the saying... You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Well, of course you can. I mean, it's just like that's a biological fact, isn't it?
Do I agree with it?
Yeah, it's a fact, though, isn't it? It's nothing you can really go with that.
Just a quick question for Carl.
Okay, here's a question for any professional life or world. Do you believe in the saying, you can be given so much rope, so much ability... that you can end up hanging
That's not
yourself.
Ask Carl a good question. What's he doing with his career?
Why? Well, I'm never allowed to ask about careers.
Challenges you think the next generation will face.
What's that? The next generation will face?
I don't actually know what
Carl.
Yes.
What are some challenges you think the next generation will face?
Thank you, Charles.
Charles.
That's a great question, Charles.
Very great question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very strong one.
Any challenges you see the next generation?
I think many challenges.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Oh, gosh.
Technological pressures.
Yes.
Yes.
With social media driving a narcissistic personality disorder.
Driverless cars.
I mean, they're going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going to happen to all the taxi drivers?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, what is going to happen? You know, David, don't you?
I did a bit of research on this, actually. And it's a case of they were saying that in 15 years, and I don't believe this, but there you go, the majority of juggernauts are going to be driverless.
Right.
So you're going to have these, like, I don't know, these, like, squares with wheels on them driving around with no one in charge.
And where are all the truck driver's going to go?
Well, it was on a BBC documentary, and they said, well, those jobs are going to be gone, but instead there'll be other jobs introduced, such as virtual world designers. And you think, well, that's a very, you know...
You're talking to the microphone, please.
Sorry.
No, absolutely
but that's
not.
That's a very definite type of job. I mean, you can't go from a lorry driver to a virtual world designer.
You're not going to transfer over, are you?
No, they're not transferable skills. So, you know, in actual fact, I think you're just going to have a large case of unemployment. Simple as that. Don't shoot the messenger, but...
The truck driver will fuck crosses.
But like any industry, I think you need to be handing over hard sterling before you're allowed to do that, and I don't think they'll have the money for it.
Okay. The boss of the radio station has come into the studio,
God,
David.
Here we go. Right,
looks like he wants a word with you.
I'm happy to have a word back.
Okay.
A conversation.
Let's see what he says. Do
you want to talk? DJ.
Yes, you're talking to him.
Speak nicely to it, your boss.
Sorry, sir.
Cocky.
Thank you. Sorry?
Cocky prick.
Honestly, it's just bravado just to gain confidence in the listeners. As a man, when the mic's off, I'm very
down
to
work. Get down on your knees.
Get down on my knees. Fair enough. There we go. You're in charge. You're paying the bills. Here we go. On both knees, on the floor.
And back up.
Yeah, there we go. Back up. Bit of exercise. Doesn't hurt anyone. Well, thank you for coming along. Visit
and down once more.
Here we go. One, two. Knees on the carpet. Shall I get up again? Or?
Now eat this potato.
Thank you. You brought that in for me. That's very good of you. It's raw. But I'll give it a go. I'll see what I can gnaw off the side. There we go. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You are sacked. I want Carl. He's nicer.
I don't blame you. I don't think I'm...
Oh, well, time to get your coat, mate.
Fair enough. That's not a problem. I'm not interacting with the Lincoln gang.
You've 45 minutes of your Sunday.
Bye-bye, David.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye, David.
If you could put together a decent reference for me, that would be appreciated, because I think it wasn't me not doing the job. I turned up here on time with my music.
David, did you ever hear Terry Wogan give out his final sort of message to his listeners when he retired?
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Did you ever hear that?
I don't think I did. What were they called? The Woganites, the older people who used to... Woganisters. Woganisters, there we go.
So, did you ever hear? It's quite moving and emotional. Could you do that for...
Yeah, I certainly... I
so
think
James
I saw
is gonna,
a segment of it.
James
on
is going to put a nice little emotional bed underneath.
Yeah, maybe say, some thoughts for the people of Lincoln.
Yeah,
yeah,
and just say thank you and, you know, thank you for your time and say goodbye to them. And then we'll end the podcast. So thank you, Carl, for coming.
No, thank you. It's been
very
good. Thanks for the questions and all that.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You're taking over this radio show.
I know. I mean, I've got a great gig out of it. So.
Yeah, well, you know. That's showbiz, isn't it? Snakes and ladders. It really is. And I'm travelling down an anaconda right now.
Okay, so try and be serious and genuine David.
Oh, yeah, quite right.
So quite moving.
Well, during that last track... my boss came in and I've been handed a P45. Those of you who haven't been employed before, that means I'm sacked. I'm without a job.
Eight.
I think we had a very short period together, but I think it was very intense, like a fast romance type of thing. And I'm going to be sorry to see you all go.
Carl, are you ready to broadcast?
I am ready. Yes. Thanks.
Oh right. Right. Okay. So the people of Lincoln. I find it problematic that you listen to me, you've got an interest in me, but when you come in contact with me, you just want to verbally abuse me. And I think it's real cross wires there. You know, I'd like to go down to Lincoln, to one of your local pubs, I don't know, Wetherspoons or whatever, they seem to be in most places now, and sit down and just almost have a bit of therapy and say, what is it you don't like about Dave Edwards? Because it's cost me my job. And, you know, I put down payments on things like a fridge and just furniture, and I won't be able to pay for that now. They'll have to go back. And getting another radio DJ slot is not easy. It's not something you can just go to the job centre and find.
Okay, and here's DJ Donnelly.
Hi, you're listening to Smooth FM. This is Carl Donnelly in for Dave Edwards, who's currently left the building with his potato.
Goodbye, everybody!
Bye!
That was a Mr. Box production.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. So we're in the potting shed for the Patreon listeners, David.
Yes, great to have them here.
Yeah, this is a much more relaxed section, Carl. This is where we kick back and just talk about the episode.
In the man cave.
For money.
Yeah, for money. How do you think it went, David?
I think there was an element of public sabotage. For some reason, I think Lincoln took a dislike to me. I don't know. It's not xenophobic because we're all British.
How did you feel being a DJ? Did you like that?
I enjoyed it at the beginning, but then when I started to feel the pressure that the audience
brings. I think you'd be a brilliant DJ.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind of you to say. But I don't know why it didn't work for me at Smooth FM then.
Actually, I've just thought of something we did in the last episode that we wanted to do in this. Is where you came up with a... I'll just read it out for Carl's benefit. Can you once again compose a football fan-style chant about Carl and then perform it in the form of a football hooligan?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you need any background information on me to really, you know, get into the character?
Anything you can sort of give me, any sort of biographical information.
I am from Tooting Broadway.
Oh, right, okay. I can immediately see that being...
I'm a Tottenham Hotspurs fan.
Oh, okay, Tottenham Hotspurs.
And I am a vegan.
A vegan? Okay. That's not going to go down well with the hooligans.
Is that okay? That's good.
Meat-eating
that's gold.
Cavemen. That is gold.
Just to reiterate, can you compose a football fan-style chant about Carl and then perform it in the form of a football hooligan? Over to you, David.
1-2-2. 1-2-2. Toot, toot. Here comes a toot fruit from tooting. Here he comes. Mr. Hotspurs with his top on.
It's got to be something that they can sing on the terraces.
Toot, toot, here comes Tooty Fruity, waddling along. Toot, 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 yeah, I'm looking at you, mate. Toot, toot.
Oh, this is horrible, isn't it?
It is nasty.
It's quite verbal grenades.
What does toot, toot mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by toot, toot?
It comes from tooting.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we're imagining the whole part of that stadium is really joining in with you, David. Here we go.
1-1, 2-2, here comes tooting coming along, toot toot.
Can we have some sort of chant?
Toot toot, here comes a toot toot tart, toot toot, toot toot toot. You're hot, the Hotspurs, Tottenham.
It's too much of a ref.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere though.
It's too much of a ref.
It's too much of what?
That was a verbal mess.
Okay.
It's too much of a ref.
Too much of a rap. Doesn't matter. So here's a question from someone from Patreon, David. How would you get rid of a wasp nest with your hands? They just said a wasp nest. I've added with your hands.
How right. Well, first of all, I put protection on my hands. You know, it could be two washing towels or something like that, or a whole group of flannels around there. So I wouldn't go in with bare skin. You're just asking to be, you know, seriously stung. No, I think, you know, what I would do definitely...
Same point.
Sorry, put that way. Pop it back. It would be a case of oven mitts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Seriously? Would you go
yeah,
for...
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't share.
Sorry.
Would you go for oven mitts or were you being funny?
I would definitely go for oven mitts for two reasons.
So if you saw a wasp nest, you'd put oven mitts on?
Yes. I don't think the actual sting could surpass the actual... padding of oven mitts.
What about the rest of your body? Obviously, you might be handling it with that. They can access the rest of you.
Yeah.
I would be wearing, you know, like a tracksuit or something in that vein.
Oh,
whereby
right.
The whole of you is absolutely
in.
Zip all the way up.
What about the neck up?
Yeah, all the way neck up. One of those red
Adidas
ones. My actual face, I'd be wearing a proper terrorist balaclava. So you just got the eyes. Simple as that.
And your eyes? How would you protect those?
A pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. And then I'll go in and I'll get rid of very quickly, pick up the nest, chuck it over the fence.
Would you?
Oh, well, just let your neighbours deal with it.
Yeah, well, it'd probably be the street. I'd do the fence that...
so the council can deal with
it. The thing is, at the end of the day, yeah, I think the council. Because the thing is, I'm not a trained wasp expert. And I think having that much sting pumped into your body, I think you could probably have some kind of seizure, or, you know, your left leg would go dead or something.
Have you ever handled a wasp nest? Has anyone ever handled it?
I don't think I've even seen a wasp nest. I'm actually just imagining it.
Weirdly, I did kick one 2 days ago by accident.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on Peckham Rye. And I just kicked I accidentally kicked a bush as I was walking past it, and I'd heard a lot of noise and looked down. There was like about 200 wasps.
Oh my
wow.
God!
Wow! Could we do a little bit here where Carl's walking along the road and he kicks a wasp nest, and you do an impression of one of the wasps, David?
Absolutely.
So I'm walking. Yeah.
Now, obviously you're going to talk in a wasp voice.
Zzz, how dare you disturb me from my zzz sleep? Who are you wandering around with your
size? Like, sound like
zzz,
a wasp.
Zzz, size 13. Zzz. I'm going to penetrate your zzz skin
more
with
like
my
a snake.
Sting.
It does sound more like a snake.
It looks more like a snake, isn't it? You're quite right. I don't know what a wasp would
That's
like,
all right. Go with
like
it, mate.
Germ.
They're very small, so I think their voices would be quite high.
Can we try it one more time, Carl, as you're walking along? Here you go. Here Carl's go. Walking down the street. And then wallop.
Zzzz. Who are you to come around knocking my door? Zzzz. I will penetrate your skin with my sting. Zzzz.
Okay.
Sort of like that. I mean, you know, it's not Blue Planet or anything, but as near as I could characterise, they're angry.
Mm, yeah. I've never heard someone doing an impression of a wasp before. It's really good, David.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
So, have you got one more final question, Carl? Could you throw a question at David?
Let me think.
Well, it's terribly relaxed in here, isn't
it? Oh, it is. Very chilled.
Have you ever had a lucid dream?
No, but I've read a lot about them.
What is a lucid?
It's when you realise you're dreaming in the dream.
And you can control it.
You can, yeah, if you're good at it. I can't.
I can't, and I knew a person who could.
Who?
I can't remember his name, unfortunately. Which
how did you know him?
Sorry?
Where did you know him from?
I went on his podcast.
Oh,
and,
who? What?
It was...
You've been on another podcast?
Oh, it was very brief.
Who?
It was very... it was Stu Whiffen's podcast from Distraction Pieces podcast.
You didn't let me know.
I think I did. I think I sent you an email about it.
That sounds... I mean, I'm objective here. I think that sounds like something that should have been done in person.
Who is Stuart?
Yeah, that is... it was... Honestly, it was very brief.
How did you
brief.
Feel going on it without me?
Very disorientating. It was like, you know, going on a romantic holiday
What's
without your lover.
What's the podcast called?
Hardcore Listing. And I can't believe I've gotten the other presenter's name. It's apology.
Did they make you do bee impressions?
No, wasps, insects never came up once. None of that. The animal kingdom was not a theme whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I forgot the question. Yeah, lucid dreams. The co-presenter, during his time at university... Because I was saying I'd love to go on a lucid dream. I've done the research, but I can't execute it for some reason.
You've got to practice every day to do
yes.
it.
Yes, but apparently he got really good at it.
How do you practice?
You have to regularly ask yourself if you're dreaming throughout the day until
And
like, almost like imagine once an hour you ask yourself if you're dreaming.
Wow.
If you do that for long enough, then apparently at some point in a dream you're going to ask yourself it, and then you go, oh, yeah, I am.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Muscle memory.
Wow, what would you do? How would you control your dream? Where would you go, David? You've got 1 minute because Carl's got to go.
I think I would probably perhaps vent a lot of, not physical, but verbal aggression at people that perhaps I feel are, you know, pausing my existence.
Why are you looking at me?
Don't, No, absolutely, sir.
Nine.
I think you and me, if it was a dream, it'd be like Bonnie and Clyde. We'd be racing in with guns and doing whatever we wanted, you know. We'd go on...
But if you're out of controlling your own dream, what would you do again? You'd take out all your frustrations.
Verbal assault
on... So can we hear that then for the last 20 seconds?
Yep, absolutely.
So here's David in a lucid dream.
Right, now I've got you in a corner in the middle of Tesco's. I'm going to bloody shout and tell you what I think about the way you've really diminished my masculine ego. What's the word when you cut off someone's genitals? Phallically removed my phallic symbol. You know, my, what's it called? Castrated. Thank you, Charles. You know, now it's time for me to castrate you metaphorically through the power of words. Like daggers shooting out of my mouth and going into your skin and taking away that little thing that's invisible but so important called a self-esteem.
Okay, thanks, David. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks for having me.
No, cheers for coming. It's greatly appreciated.
It's an absolute pleasure.
No, it really is.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you, James, the editor, for all your hard work.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Again, thank you, Carl. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Carl.
And see you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.